morning, church.
Good morning.
You know where I come from? When we say praise the Lord, we say amen, you know, because we are in the presence of God. We did not come for a school meeting or, you know, we came to thank God and to worship God. And we rejoice and give him all the glory. My name is Jane Maina. I come from Kenya, Nairobi. And I was born in a place called Nyeri. And I am very humbled before God to stand before you and to stand in the altar of God, because this area is so holy. And we should not come to stand here with pride or with all ourselves, because we are in the presence of God. And this morning, I am honored to speak to you about God. I know we all know God, but do you know we know God in different ways? I'm very grateful this morning because our pastor has been reading the book of Psalms. And the two books, they are all talking about the greatness of God. They are all written in praises of our God. Because even the Bible says that those who know their God, they will do great exploits. I know we worship different gods the whole world. I met another guy the other day and I asked him, are you Christian? He said, I'm neither Christian, I'm neither Muslim, he told me another name. I can't even remember the name. But I asked him, do you believe in God? He said, no, I believe in science. So people worship different gods. And once we understand who our God is, it is all joy towards the Lord. And today I want to talk to you about my God. You are God, our God. I was born in a family of seven. I happened to be the sixth born, but we lost our last born in 2018, and automatically became the last born. And I started my journey with God long time ago when I was very young, when I didn't even understand what was going on, but I could feel in my spirit and in my heart, there's some spirit that is pushing me towards God and towards to knowing God. And at the same time, you know, when you are growing up, there are two worlds that can lead you, that can pull you, and either world can win. Because there's the kingdom of the devil and there's the kingdom of God. And we all pass through that. And so I passed through that. And my mother used to take me to fellowships, and I could go and I could feel, yes, I have this strong feeling about God. But then as I was growing, when you go and you meet your friends, of course you are like, okay, even this other side doesn't look so bad. So you will do this and you will do that. Then you'll come back home and you are like, oh my God, I think that is not where I belong. Again, you go back to God. After that, then you go and meet your friends again. And I remember what my mother got me a job as a house help when I was very young. And I went to another town called Kisumu in Kenya. And the family that I was working for, we used to go to church. And I remember one day we went to church and it was during Easter. And there was this, you know, during Easter, people do different things to remember the death of Jesus. And so there was this concert that was being played. And the concert was about the death of Jesus and how Jesus was persecuted and how Jesus was insulted, all you know about the death and the journey to the cross. And when I saw a guy carrying a cross, actually I saw like I'm seeing Jesus carrying the cross. And right away, I said, I think this is too much for a man to give his own life just to save my life. And so I gave my life to Jesus. That was back 1991. But after that, as I am saying, there are two kingdoms. When I got home, after a few weeks, I met a girl. She was working also for a family friend of the family that I was working for. And that girl was smoking cigarettes, bangi, and I was like, oh, she told me, you can try this. So I started trying cigarettes. I used to smoke. I'm still going to church. Remember, I got saved. Then she graduated me to taking bangi, marijuana, you know. And I remember one day she gave me marijuana and I was like, I got crazy. And everybody came and I was screaming. I was saying, God, forgive me, because I saw a man sitting on a seat, a high seat, but he was covered by fire. And like, it was like I'm being judged, like I was in the judgment. And I kept saying, God, forgive me, I'm sorry, forgive me. And I could hear neighbors saying, oh, what has she taken? She's going crazy. Let's take her to hospital. Let's give her milk. Then the lady came and said, no, I gave her bangi. But that whole thing awakened my spirit. And I realized I saw God, and God was judging me, because remember, I had gotten saved. And I then went back home. When I went back home in my country now, in my village now, I was baptized, and from there, I just came out speaking in tongues. And from there, I started my journey with God. Why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because I want us to reflect. Where did you meet God? When did you meet God? How far have you gone with God? Are you still walking with God? Because I want to remind you of this man of God. His name is Enoch. And as I was reading the word in the book of Genesis 5, verse 17 about Enoch, the Bible says that God gave Enoch a son when he was 65 years old. And the Bible says that from there, Enoch walked with God every day. 300 years, Enoch walked with God. I don't think there's anyone here who is 100 years, leave alone 300, 100. How long or how is your walk with God? How are you walking with God? Are you like me? Because I could walk with God, then I could take some two steps back. Then tomorrow I wake up, I start walking with God, then I took my two steps back. And sometimes we all do that, and it is not a crime or a sin, and God doesn't judge us when we go two steps backward. But I want to encourage you this morning that there is a God who walks with you. When you feel like going back, he comes and picks you up and jumps the two steps that you have been back and place you where you want to be. Now, I want to talk to you about my story, how I came to Canada. It is a very, very long story. I won't talk about all of it. Because even me, when I think, oh, Jane, you are in Canada. I'm like, okay, yeah. And you know, there are promises we give God and we must be very careful. You know, when we want something, we tell God so many good things. You know what, God? When you give me a job, I will give you this and that. I will do this and that. Mind you, that job comes. Whatever promise you make to God, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take, but it normally comes. And God comes and reminds you, okay, what did we agree? Have you done what we agreed with you? And I remember when I started this journey, 2022, I had a business back in Kenya, and you remember what COVID-19 did to everywhere. COVID-19, all businesses went down and everything became like nothing was making sense. And I had just started my business in 2019, September 2019, I'll never forget. I was very excited, I was very happy, because I had asked God, I've been working for a long time. It's high time you make me a boss. And God made me a boss, you know. And everybody was calling me Madam Boss, you know. And I could feel, yes, God, you have done it. That was September 2019. But 2020, COVID came. And I was like, oh, no, God. Are you the same God who gave me this business? Am I right? Did I ask for the right thing? If I did, why would you bring pandemic when I've just started a business? And the business had already started to thrive. I was so devastated, and I went back to God and asked God, okay, God, are you the one? And God reminded me, yes, I am the one. All businesses were closing, all the barbershops were closing, and my barbershop remained. And as I was thinking and discussing with my staff, what do you guys want us to do? Do you want us to work 2 days in a week? Do you want us to close? Everybody's closing. This is too much. They told me, no, we are not going to close. We will be coming. We'll be wearing masks and all that. I said, okay, if my staff are that determined, who am I? So I told them, okay, we'll be working. As we continued, I received guys who came from where I was working before, and they came and told me, Jane, our place has been closed. Do you mind if we come with our clients and work for them here, you pay us on commission? I said, yes, God, you're working. Other guys came also from other barbershops telling me, oh, our place is closed. Can I please come with my clients? And that's how my business survived during COVID-19. Wasn't that God? That was God. I thought everything was coming to an end, but God came and brought the impossibles to me. He brought me staff from everywhere, all in town, and I was able to pay rent and I was able to sustain my business. But in 2022, I kept on hearing people saying, oh, I'm going to Canada. Siji, you can go to Canada. There's a lot of opportunities. You can go to US. And I was like, okay, I would also want to try to go to Canada. And I applied for my Canadian visa in 2022, January. By then, my business was not doing very well. And because I had a partner in that business, I told the partner, you keep the business. I want to pursue other things. I want to go to Canada. I was so sure I'm going to Canada by March. I was ready because I applied in January and I was told in 3 months you'll be in Canada. And I was like, oh, then I don't need to be in the business. My friend, I waited for the visa. And again, asked God, okay, God, I know here, I don't know whether you are the one who spoke that I should go to Canada. But then, you know that is my desire. My visa took a whole year because I applied my visa in January 2022, and I got my visa in April 2023. And I had already given up. And in March 2023, you know, as human beings, we are very interesting. And that's why I want us to think about the God we believe in, the God we know, the God we trust, the God we can boldly say, I trust this God and I'm not being moved. But we are human beings and sometimes we are very impatient. Like I am. I said, oh, this Canadian visa, it has taken so long. Let me go try US. So in March 2023, I went to the U.S. Embassy to get a visa, but I was declined. I went back home because, you know, the way you can even start hallucinating and you see yourself in U.S., you know, you are like, yes, I am so strong in God. God must give me this visa. And even all my friends and my prayer circle, they knew Jane was going to get the U.S. visa. Let me tell you, when I went to the U.S. embassy and I didn't get the visa, I can tell you it's like somebody died. All my friends, we all became so devastated. We were angry with God. We were like, oh God, we have even prayed and fasted. We have gone to the mountains to pray and fast. Now, how come? Actually, I came home and I told God, you know what, God? I have given up on this. And before I went to the U.S. Embassy that morning, I knelt down in my sitting room and I told God, you know what, God, I'm doing this and may your will be done. My desire is for you to give me this visa, but may your will be done. You know, sometimes we keep saying may your will be done. We don't mean it. Sometimes we don't mean it. We're just saying because we want to feel good. And we don't want God to see like we are trying to bulldoze him to do something. So we are like, oh God, may your will be done. But deep down in your heart, you are like, okay. So I told God, may your will be done, but this is my desire. So when I came back and I was so devastated, I felt like, I remember telling my friend that I felt that when I lost my brother, because my brother was very close to me. I couldn't eat. I cried the whole day, the whole night for 2 days. I didn't get out of the house because I was like, I'm ashamed. Oh my God. Everybody was like so expecting Jean to get the visa because they know Jean is very prayerful. Now look at me. I encourage people. Here I am. I'm like, now God. Actually, I ask God, God now, what do I tell people? Who do I say about you? I mean, hapa, here, God, you have let me down, you know. Here, God, I know, but here, no, it wasn't going to be like this. After 3 days, God came and asked me, okay, Jen, what did you say when you knelt down here? You said, may your will be done. Now that my will is done, you are not happy. You are angry. You know, that is being selfish. And God reminded me about Jonah. You all know the story of Jonah. Don't worry. I'm not reading any book. I'm just because it is here. And it's not kind of I'm preaching. It's kind of I'm trying to encourage somebody here who feels like things are not working. Somebody who feels like, I've been asking for this thing for too long. It has taken too long. I'm giving up. Maybe not you, maybe somebody in your family, maybe your friends, maybe at work. That's what I'm trying to do this. That is what God is trying to do this morning. So God reminded me about Jonah. You all know the story of Jonah, how Jonah was sent to Nineveh, and he was so cunning. And he was like, no, God, I will pretend I'm going to Nineveh, but I am not going, you know. And I will go just because you want me to go. But I don't want to go. But who is God? You will go by force. So God made sure Jonah got to Nineveh. Why? He wasn't doing it for Jonah. He was doing it for the people of Nineveh. And that's why he even used a whale to swallow Jonah so that God cannot be defeated. I mean, he can use anything for him to win. So when Jonah was in Nineveh, there was too much heat. You remember that story? And God grew a tree. And Jonah was very happy. He was very excited. But again, God made sure the tree dried. And then Jonah was angry. And God asked Jonah, okay, Jonah, were you the one who made that tree to grow? No. Do you even know how it grew? No. So Jonah was very devastated that God can grow a tree at one day, and then the following day, the tree dries. Yeah, so I'm trying to say that I was so angry with God, but God asked me, okay, my will has been done. Why are you not happy? Why are you crying? Why are you mourning? And from that day, I told God, you know what, God? It is high time I stop doing things and thinking my own way. Because I was so much in God, but when things didn't work out, that thing left me. And I started thinking in my mannish way. And I was like, God said to me, I told God, from today, I'm not going to think how I'm going to go to US or to Canada. I'm not going to tell you what kind of job I want to do. I don't want to know what kind of business I'm going to do. I am going to be very calm. And God, I leave you to drive me. Because I've been driving myself with my own thinking, with what I want. Yes, I'm telling God we are together on this. But no, we were not. Back in my mind, I was telling God we are with you, but I was still looking behind. Who can help me? Do I have a friend in US who can help me? Do I have somebody in Canada who can help me get visa? And everything became so dark for me on that day. But the minute I told God, God, I want you to be the driver of my life from today. I have tried. 2018, I tried to go to US Embassy. I didn't get visa. I have gone there again. I didn't get. Now I applied for Canadian visa. It has taken so long. I have given up. Now I give you my life. Be the driver. Drive me and coordinate my life the way you feel like it. That same evening, my friend called me. And she told me, Jane, I'm very sorry. She was also very devastated. She lives in US. She told me, don't worry. Maybe it is the will of God. And I'm like, okay, you don't know how it feels, but yes, I will accept it is the will of God. She told me, okay, there's this lady, friend of mine. She knows somebody who can help you get Canadian visa in 1 year, in 1 month. And I was like, you know what? At this point, I don't care. Whether I get the visa or I don't get the visa, I have given my life and my plan to God. If it is the will of God, the visa will come. And I asked the lady, how much am I going to pay? Because I don't want to pay more money. Because, you know, agents charge you a lot of money back home for you to get a visa. I think it's everywhere. So I had already spent some money. And she told me, no, this guy is asking for just $100 and you have nothing to lose. I told her, okay, just $100, it's okay. Let him go ahead. But anyway, I'm not sure I'll wait for that visa. When it comes, if it comes, fine. If it doesn't, no problem. I am all good now. And now that guy called me and he told me, okay, I don't want you to give me the $100, but promise me, if I get you your visa in 1 month, you will give me the $100. I said, okay, I've lost thousands. So what is $100? I said, okay, fine, you go ahead. I was not even bothered. I didn't even follow up because I had already given up. And I was like, I think God doesn't want me to go anywhere. He just wants me to remain in Kenya. So the guy called me and he assured me. I waited 15 days and I asked my friend, okay, is your guy still working on the visa? She said, Jane, be patient. What's wrong with you? Yeah, the guy is still talking. I text the guy and he was like, Ati, just wait. Things are not moving very. I said, okay, fine, I'm waiting. I was very, very patient. But in exactly 1 month, I got like 55 missed calls on my phone when I was waking up. And they were all from international. And my friend was calling me. This guy was calling me. They were leaving me voice messages. My visa had been approved. And let me tell you, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, my Canadian visa has been approved. That fast. Then he told me, oh, you don't believe me. Let me call you on video call. Let me show you. Set the $100. I sent you the documents. Go get your visa. And it was very, very exciting news and amazing news that I had in the past years. And then I was like, okay, now I got the visa. What next? I now started thinking, how am I going to come to Canada? I need money, blah, 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 all that. I got my visa to come to Canada. But in about 1 week, as when I got the Canadian visa and I was planning to come, I got involved in an accident. And in my life, to be very honest, I've never had a car accident in my life. But this time, I got an accident. And this accident, I wasn't meant to go to town, but I just walked and I said, okay, let me go to town and come back. So when I was coming back, and I was going to my dentist because, I'm going to Canada. I need to do my dentist. Na, 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 na. So when I was coming home, I got that accident. And that is when I got this mark. It was so deep. I wasn't hit anywhere else. Just here. And slightly on my leg. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell is this? But God reminded me, remember, two kingdoms are fighting. And this is now here you need to stand and know, which side are you in? Because the devil knows when God is blessing you and when God is working on your life. He knows that very well. And as God tries and as God uplifts you, the devil also works so hard to outdo God. And most of the times, sometimes the devil wins. Let's be very honest. Because the devil comes with sweet, sweet, sweet things. He comes with a lot of discouragements. He comes and covers you here. And he blights you. You don't see what God is seeing. You start seeing what is not happening. Because I started asking now, what is this? God, how can you allow me to get an accident? And I'm preparing to go to Canada. Maybe it wasn't the devil. I don't know. Maybe it was God. I have no idea. But God reminded me, the battle is not yet over. The devil is not happy that I have gotten my visa and my dream is gonna come true for me to go to Canada. And to justify my coming to Canada or US, because I was applying for the two countries, I could tell God, you know what, God? When you give me visa and I go to Canada or US, I will stand before the church and I will tell them what you have done. I didn't know which church I was going to stand and say what the Lord has done. Even when I came to this church, I didn't know that I was going to stand before you people and give you my testimony. But Pastor Eileen approached me and he told me, you need to share your story. And that is the reason I'm standing here to tell you my story. I got my Canadian visa. And fortunately, this lady called Emily. She was also looking for a visa. I didn't know. And we met somewhere and I told her, you know me, I'm going to Canada. And she told me, okay, I'm also getting my visa next week. So we will go together. We have been friends for many years. Because even when I got my visa, I was like, now I've never traveled. I don't know how you go to the airport. I don't know where you start. I don't know what to carry. I don't know when I get here, what to do. At least her, she had traveled. So when she told me she was coming, she didn't know how excited I was. Because at least I have someone who can show me, let's go this way, do this, do that. And she did exactly that. And thank you so much, my sister, for guiding me until we got to Canada. You can look at me and think, oh, Jean had traveled. I had not traveled anywhere. That was my first time. And let me tell you, I don't know whether I was excited or scared. You know, when you hear stories about abroad, you are like, now I'm going to abroad. Me, I was expecting to come and fight. You know, I don't know. We all have different thinking about abroad. You know, so me, I was like, when you get to the airport, it's not like in our country, you got do things differently. But when I got here, I was like, okay, it is not that serious. And now I am here and I am very happy to stand before you and to stand before God to tell you what God can do. We got here and when we got here, it wasn't all smooth, but God worked miracles for us. Because like I told you, the devil don't leave you. Don't be cheated. Don't be too excited that you have made it. No. The devil follows you. And he followed us, by the way. From the airport to where we went to sleep, even from there, the devil was trying to discourage us and to distract us with so many things. But we always saw the hand of God. Because like when we didn't have a place to sleep. We were on the street and we came to look for shelter. And the shelter people were telling us we don't have space. It was going to midnight. We have our boxes. We are worn out. Our minds are not okay. And we were like, my God, I have a bed in Kenya. And now I'm here. I'm on the street with my boxes. We felt so bad. And actually, Actually, they gave us some token. They told us, let's give you token, go to the train. Mind you, we didn't even understand the train so well because we were new, you know. So we were like, now, where do we go to the train at this? When there are trains who operate at midnight. We didn't know they operate at midnight anyway. But a lady came out and found us there. She's a Ugandan lady. And she was touched. We call her our guardian angel, a good Samaritan. She told the others, I cannot sleep when these women are here. Let me take them to my house. So she took us to her house. She told us, you know, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I have a daughter. And I don't know why I'm risking to take strangers in my house. We told her, no, we are good. She said, can I take photos of your documents? We said, okay, go ahead. She actually wanted to take us photos, you know, because when you are hosting a stranger just from the street, you don't know who they are. So we spent the night at her place, and the following day, she made sure that we got a shelter. And so we thank God for that because it is unusual. Because you know, you all know what is going on in the country with the migrants. People are spending on the streets. Some people stay for 1 week, 2 weeks. But we just stayed in the street for one day. So we thank God and we feel honored that God is still sending us, help us towards our destiny in Canada. From there now, we started processing our refugee claimants and all that. We also didn't know how to go about it, but we eventually got to know about everything. And we also applied for our work permit, and thank God, I got my work permit, I got my brown paper, and I got my SIN number. To me, I felt like that is a great achievement because, you know, when you are here, you hear so many stories and you are like, oh, to get a work permit and a brown paper and SIN number, it's a huge, huge thing to get because you're in a foreign land, you don't know how it operates. But I thank God that I got my work permit, I got all those documents, and I really don't take it for granted. And I feel honored, Pastor Eileen, for you allowing me to stand here because as you've heard, I had promised God. And today, I don't owe God, you know, because I have said this in front of his people and in the altar of God. And I say to God be all the glory. And we look forward to staying in Canada. We look forward to finding a job. And I still believe that the God who provided us with all those things, he is going to provide us with a job, with our own house, with even the other documents that we need for us to be citizens of this country, because that is what we are looking up to. May the Lord bless you. I am very honored, Pastor Eileen. We'll be worshiping together, and God bless you. Thank you.